Hello, thanks for joining me today. This is Reverend Karen Cleveland, and I'm glad you're here with this meditation today. This is going to be an experiential meditation in that we bring forth the skills we have and the passion that we have and see if we can't discover a way to serve the world a little bit. So this is going to be a meditative process in which we call forth our gifts and find a way to bring them out into the world. And this is inspired by the book Wild Mercy by Mirabai Starr, chapter 8, where she talks about stepping up to the call to care for our mother, the earth, however in any way you see fit to help is helping humanity and the greater good, whether it's specifically the earth or people or animals or everything goes back to the earth. So I'm going to ask you to go ahead and get comfortable. Go ahead and, you know, I invite you to close your eyes if you'd like to, and take a deep breath and just relax into the spot where you are. Just not really thinking about anything, but taking another deep breath and another one. And just enjoying the process of not trying to force anything. So as you're sitting there relaxed, I'm going to ask you to bring to mind a favorite job or position or project that you've done. And this can be paid or unpaid, personal project or a work project. Something that you have done or that you do that you really enjoy and you're really proud of. And I'd actually like you to bring to mind two or three of those if possible. So what are some accomplishments, some projects, some jobs, some volunteer positions that you have really enjoyed? So because we're limited time and I'm not asking you to write them down, we're just going to go through maybe two or three of these. But if you really looked into, so bring one of those to mind. What was so satisfying about that? And look into some of the aspects of, did you work alone or with someone? Was it very technical? Was it very creative? Was it indoors, outdoors, with people, without people? What were the aspects of this job or project or accomplishment that you really like about it? And do that for each of the two or three that you've brought to mind. What are the skills that are involved in this? And what are the qualities of it that you like so much? And I'd like you to compare the three and see if there's similar qualities and skills that run across all three of these things? In other words, do you see a trend or a pattern on the kinds of projects, jobs that you feel best about? So keep that in mind, and if you do have a chance, you might write those down. But there should only, I want you to narrow it down to the top two or three things that you really like the best about how these accomplishments have happened. And next, I'd like you to bring to mind pretend you're reading the paper or watching the news, which is a dreadful habit, of course. However, imagine you're doing it. And what is it that can come on that really angers you, fires you up, makes you mad, that seems completely unfair to you? So what kind of event or social justice cause really, really gets at you? And it might have to do with homeless or the drug situation or mothers or babies or animals, the global crisis. It might be something political. It could be, you know, your neighborhood park is in danger. It could be anything. But what are the things, the stories that really fire you up, that really get your adrenaline going, or your argument side going, makes you want to do something? Because I'm going to propose to you that these news stories, these articles that fire you up the most, and I'm just going to call it a social cause, even though it might not exactly be a social cause, but these are the things that perhaps you are here to do something about. Because if you are getting fired up about a story, an event, a situation, you are being called to do something about it. So I want you to keep that in mind, or to actually focus on that for just a minute. Can you kind of tease it apart and see what aspect of a particular cause or situation that most appeals to you in a way of helping make it better, helping make the world a better place in that aspect? So when you have that in mind, go back to the skills and qualities of the jobs that you like to do. And maybe you like to create events. Maybe you like to fundraise. Maybe you like to dig in the ground. You know, what of those skills and jobs that you earlier identified can you take forward to help with this social situation you've identified? And that, I realize you might need more time. Most likely you do. I'm going to end our conversation now. It's been about 10 minutes. But so if you haven't clearly identified it, I encourage you to just to sit with those two ideas throughout the day. My favorite qualities and skills that I like to use, and my favorite cause that I'd like to help, that I can contribute to, that you can contribute to. So I just want to make sure you are back in the room, or go ahead and turn this off now if you just want to sit and think about it now. But I encourage you to come back into the room so you can get on with your day if you need to. Open your eyes when you're ready. And I thank you very much for joining me. Again, this is Karen Cleveland, and hope to talk to you again soon.